deeper and deeper down. By now, the relaxation has overtaken any weariness, leaving you in a state of suspension and listening. Although untired, you are nonetheless content to lie where you are, to be at ease, that rare example of simply enjoying these words and your time with yourself. But we should reward you for listening. Open up your mind and call out some arousing and fantastical, erotic imagery, some experiments for your mind. For listening and letting yourself sink away so nicely, we will now present the final two rooms. It's time we led you into these last two rooms and gave you some quality time with your own body. Now that your mind has been rendered so hazy and at ease, especially by the time simply leaning back in the chamber, letting your concerns be eased by steam, content and relax. Now with all your worries and stressors massaged away, you see the door of the room with its blissful steam being opened, and an attendant reaches in, grasps your hand, walks you out in a hazy, smiling fugue. The plush towels are rubbed over your flesh, taking the moisture and sweat away. You feel your hand being clasped gently. It may even rise up in front of you a little as you're led onward, and then fall back down when you realize that even though you can stand, your legs feel vague and not fully under your own control. You're floating along, a smile on your face, automatically following. Feel it there, corners of your mouth turning up, as happy as you can be, following along. There is nothing in the world which could ever get in the way of the pure, relaxing contentment suffusing your being. As that feeling flows through you, you're led to the next room, the fourth in that hallway with five doors. The door is slid open. The air inside is dim, warm, hazy. There is that faint candlelight, but locating its source is difficult. You breathe in. Even though locating the exact scent is difficult, it is very pleasant. You feel yourself shifting from being completely relaxed to also having an additional feeling. Now, as you are being led away, after realizing just how relaxed and content you are, you're maybe starting to feel that your body is changing, moving to a different gear. We normally have all sorts of hang-ups. You take a few footsteps into the warm, dimly red-lit room. We have all sorts of things we are unsatisfied with when it comes to our bodies. But when we can do things that feel good, we learn to set those aside. Once we need no longer concern ourselves with the outside world, we can allow what the outside world thinks of us to also be irrelevant. In fact, over the course of your journey down, all your relaxation has just been a process of taking irrelevant things that might bother you in the everyday and putting them in a pile of things to be dealt with later, or perhaps not at all. You're breathing in that scent. It's faintly floral, very pleasant. You relax wholly into enjoying your body, because you realize, and this thought perhaps seems to come from outside, there are very many things to enjoy about your body. Inhibitions about it have been swept away, which has done you a world of good. You can simply enjoy the moment, and yourself. Then you follow, your attendants leading you onward. You begin to feel your skin flushing, your breathing deepening, your eyes fluttering. Arousal is arriving. Just breathing in this room as you're guided slowly forward is bringing you to heights of pleasurable sensitivity. A simple wooden chair with padding on it is in the middle of the room. Everything outside of this room is fading away. More and more of your thoughts are changing from memories of the area around you to far more useful motes of arousal, which float through your brain, washing away everything that isn't pleasure, arousal, sensitivity, ache. This is a place where you are most in touch with your desires. For some reason, nothing is getting in the way of your awareness of your body. You are unusually, uncommonly aware of every sensitive inch of your flesh, every erogenous zone, every sensitive bit that might make you approach climax if it were stimulated. The air itself seems to be stimulating you. All that's happening is that you're becoming more aware of your body. How sexy you find yourself, and that's making you more sensitive. Even now, hands dart between your legs, and with long, gentle, longing touches, begin to push you toward climax. But another hand is moving down your shoulders, massaging, just like in the room before. You can vaguely remember it, but it feels new, because your skin feels sensitive and new. The hands are fixating on bringing you toward climax as quick as possible. It's difficult to see them. It's as if they were coming from that mist you've been breathing in, but you know that they are finding the places you like best, doing what a lover's caress might to bring you off as efficiently as possible, with no sign of stopping any time soon. Relaxing deeper just makes it feel better, as more of your mental resources are used to stimulate you, make you sensitive and twitching, receptive to the touches, which never really cease. Every touch, you feel it, a dull, throbbing need, a need to get off, but you're so relaxed you can't do it yourself. You need release and climax. You need it in a passionate, irresistible kind of way, hornier and hornier. The more you let your mind go and your body, the more they are used to bring you pleasure. You feel yourself becoming more turned on than you can remember being, because you can remember precious few things. With all your ordinary limitations laid to rest, leaving you relaxed and fully in control by allowing your body's sensitive need to control you, you're being truly exposed to how aroused you are and how much you must keep a lid on it. Any slight touch between your legs and the hands are focusing there, or even a brush across the back of your neck or down your shoulders, is enough to make you spasm. It's so sensitive that touching it yourself would be impossible, but those strong, firm hands are touching you, making you closer and closer. You feel your own hand being taken. Even the skin of your palm is embracingly, wonderfully sexual. You're lifted slowly from the chair. You wanted them to finish, but you're left on tenterhooks, edging toward, and yet cannot. Every step on the floor brings the sensitive underside of your foot down. It's as if your whole body is nothing but sex and the ache for it. Incredibly horny, warm and sensitive. The air is touching parts of your body as you're being let out, already sensitized, and the sensitization remains so that each step sends spasm, pulse, twitch from the soles of your feet up through your body, up to your brain where your pleasure center pulses in time. Every step. The air is stimulating you. You can see that fifth room, and you're getting more and more turned on because you know something is going to come that lets you come, because it couldn't be any other way. There's no way you'd be left so pent up. And then you see it, the final room. It's opened. Inside, you can see the same mist as before. The door closes behind you, though, the attendant leaving you alone with your own body, which was becoming more and more insistent in the face of your overstimulated libido and desirous sensitivity. Speaking of desire, the desire to come, the desire to pleasure yourself, with all those walls and barriers that normally stress you out, that normally prevent you from really being in touch with your body and mind, gone. You're left alone with your sexuality and desire, with your attraction to your own body and what can happen when you pull the right levers. Your eyes become drowsier. You are now less yourself, your mouth opening a little, and yet you are more yourself. You begin without even thinking to drool as your hands stray toward your crotch and you prepare to start coming. Masturbation is automatic and immediate. Every little desire you have to dismiss during the day because it is inappropriate is present here in the room, in the mist, in your mind. Your hands begin to move. You notice the floor is padded and lie back. You begin stimulating just as the hands did in the last room. But now, every stimulation to your body causes a second one to come back, as if there were a feedback loop, as if your hands weren't your own and you were eliciting the same intense pleasure that comes when someone else unexpectedly but welcomely touches you. The stimulation of your hands is, oh, as if another were bringing you maximum pleasure as quick as possible. You know, the only way to dispel, to culminate this process of pleasurable relaxation and losing yourself in erotic and increasing sensitivity is to bring yourself off, and in so doing you will finish the spell, the session. You'll have explored all the rooms and yourself into the bargain. You breathe in great lungfuls of that mist, faintly floral but definitely an aphrodisiac. Your mind is hazier, full of the same fog. You're less and less aware of the outside, of your actual body. You're little more than your pleasure centers, your hands, and the constant unceasing interaction between them, which will continue until it culminates in climax. And that's what you've been waiting for, wanting, aching for, desiring. And you will now explore. Your hands ceaselessly pursuing and ruthlessly inflicting orgasm, and they may not stop at one. They may not stop until you're so drained and relaxed that you have to spend more time recovering, languishing, letting yourself get a breather. That's how hard you're going to go over the edge. Perhaps again and again, your hands moving in the most practiced way. If you were told that you absolutely had to come right now, that's what they'd be pursuing. There is no holding back. There is an absence of any attempt to prolong this. You are simply pursuing spasmodic climactic release that will leave you breathing out, your hips bucking. You may have already arrived, but at that point you would notice that your hands have no intention of ceasing their constant stimulation. The twitching and bucking are just the prelude to further touching. After all, when are you going to be so in touch with your mind and body again? When are you going to allow this sensitivity and this ravishment at your own hands to overtake you? Well, the next time you listen, touching constantly, an endless barrage of pleasurable sensations that riot around the mind, bouncing off the inside of your skull, hot, teasing, constant. Whether you've come or not is irrelevant. More and more pleasure will be forced through your body, using it against itself. Self-control. Your hands stimulating, pleasuring, making you shudder, making your hips twitch. Your brain alight with fiery need, every thought fleeing before the pleasure that spikes into you and then rockets through your limbs. Your toes curl, your fingers curl, your whole body is arching, needing it. A riot of sensation. You lose yourself, and yet there was so little thought left by the end of your pleasurable spiral into relaxation that there's more room for the euphoria to follow, more room for sensitivity and stimulation, for forcing climax upon yourself, an ascent toward a peak, and then a paroxysm that sends you spasming down the other side, switchbacking from one twitch to the next, so even the aftershock are more pleasurable than normal. Your skin sensitive, where it touches any surface, where it touches the air, where you touch yourself. That intersection of pleasure is enough to make you need it again, already ascending toward stimulation and arousal, toward a place where you could go again if you had to. And with the way your hands are constantly stimulating, it's possible that you do have to. Oh, that's good. Keep going. Keep going until every bit of tension has fled you in a relaxing climax, until your hands are too tired to move, your shoulders are drooping too much to care, and your mind is more in touch with its erotic needs than it has ever been. Deeper and deeper into your brain spikes the pleasure. Further and further into your psyche moves your need, your craving, to come again and again and again.